In today's show, we have news about Disney Cruise Line quietly raises pricing on signature dining. New marketplace menus arrive for Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival. Headline news, trivia, and so much more on today's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about this first, and then we'll talk about what we did. Book your 2024 Walt Disney World package and be entered to win. Yes, that's it. True. It's true. A cruise for four. A cruise for four. You can win. Contact us today. Start your planning for 2024 vacation packages and Disney dining in 2024 is coming back. Go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel. So it's the letter D, the number two, and the word travel. The rules are your package must include a minimum of four nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposits made at the time of booking must be before October 1st, 2023. Travel must take place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of booking will forfeit your prize. Cruise dates are subject to availability. So go check us out, please, at DisneyParksPodcast.com/D2Travel to win your cruise. All right. Did you do anything exciting Disney this weekend?
I think I did. I think I did. I may have visited a favorite restaurant of mine.
Marimoto?
Yes, that's the one. Correct. No, it was, yes, it was Marimoto. No, actually, we both visited Marimoto after a movie.
Yeah.
So we had some, we had a good lunch. A heavy, late, early lunch, but I wasn't hungry.
It was more like a dinner. It was a little bit lunch, a little bit dinner. A dinner. Yeah. Yeah, we saw dun 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 dun, and you'll have to guess what movie that was.
Yeah, that's how that's going.
Let me think. Besides that, no, I did not. So yeah, we just did a little Disney Springs, had a little dinner at Marimoto. I will tell you this. A good portion of the third-party restaurants at Disney Springs, you can get a reservation on OpenTable more so than you can on the Disney app. Like, Marimoto had way more many options of times on the OpenTable app and not on the Disney Experience app. Haleo is pretty much the same way. I think Wine Bar George is on there. Yeah, Boathouse is not.
They were.
I think they were, but I don't know if they are.
They might not be anymore, but I think they were.
Yeah, Wolfgang is on there. So there are choices, and I find it's easier to get the reservation there, and easier to get a better time, and you get points. If you create an account, you do get points. I don't know. I think I have, I don't know, 5,000, 10,000 points now. I can't remember the number.
You probably just, got a bit more than me.
It's a stupid amount of points.
We have yet to figure out where they're going to, but
yeah. Well, I think I can get like an Amazon gift card, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna keep going because
that's what I would do.
Yeah, I'm just gonna let it ride until they make some stupid rule. Oh, points no
you need
expire.
To cash them in.
Yeah. And then I'll have to change my mind.
Then I'll cash them in for that Amazon gift card.
Exactly.
I'm going to use it anyways.
I think some restaurants you can get like a restaurant gift card or for that restaurant. Like if you say, oh, I want to go, I'm going to go to one of these restaurants on Open Table, they'll take that gift card too. So I don't know. Anyway,
you have to dig through that and
find out. Yeah, exactly.
One day.
All right. Are you ready to get into the news?
Yes.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
All right.
Number one on the list today. Disney Cruise Line quietly raises pricing on signature dining. I'm sorry. It happens. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad, but it happened. There's no doubt that the cost of just about everything has gone up in the past couple years, and it comes to no surprise that Disney Cruise Line has increased the per-person price on dining in its premium restaurants. The price for the price increase for the adults-only experience took effect Tuesday, July 11th, just earlier this week, actually.
Yeah.
Brunch and dinner at Palo on board the Disney Magic Wish... The Disney Magic, the Disney Wonder, the Disney Dream, Fantasy, all of them, along with Palo Steakhouse on board the Disney Wish, has now a price tag of $50 per person, which is a $5 increase from its current $45. Remy on board the Disney Dream and the Disney Fantasy now cost $80 per person. For brunch, a $5 increase from $75 and $135 per guest. For dinner, which is a $10 increase from $125. The dessert option also rose from $60 to $65 per person. The increased pricing applies to reservations made on or after Tuesday, July 11th.
Ouch. So I have one coming up in November, and now they've raised the price. You couldn't do that like, I think I'm able to make those reservations like the 22nd. You couldn't like make it like July 30th. Save me the extra time.
Yeah.
Anyway, the one restaurant that's not on this list is Enchanté on the Wish. The Remy version is not on this list. So I can't imagine it stayed the same.
Just expensive enough.
Yeah. I'll find out because I want to give it a shot. We did Remy the last time and it was really spectacular. I'm not gonna lie. That was great. It was just the right amount of food, but it was very well done. Very well done. All right, let's talk about new marketplaces coming to food and wine, which just I think happens what this month. I think we're starting to.
It's right around the corner.
Yeah. So one new marketplace is gonna get called Char and Chop. That's opening later this fall. I think they're doing the same thing they did last year. And not all the marketplaces are going to open in July. Like some will open in July. Some will open up in August. Some will open up in September. And then I think October they're all open. All right. So Char and Chop, here are your food options. I'm just going to talk about food on this. If you want to know the wine or the dessert stuff, you can do it later. Roasted pancetta with lemon, parsley, salsa verde, and shaved fennel salad. It's a very new item. Grilled Impossible spicy sausage with herb polenta, puttanesca sauce, and ricotta. Then you have meat assorte, which is a trio of shaved meats with baby arugula, pickled mustard, seeds, truffle oil, and grilled ciabatta. All three of those items are new. Then you have another place called Wine and Wedge. This is the first item is assorted artisanal cheeses and accompaniments, which is new. Then you have Burson's Fig and Balsamic Soufflé with fig tapenade, also new. Burson is a cheese, by the way. Southern Pimento Cheese with bread and butter, pickled vegetables, and grilled bread, also new. Artist Palette of Wine and Cheese. This is an assortment of artisanal cheeses and accoutrements paired with Selbach Oyster Zeltzinger. I don't know. A Riesling. A hearty apple brandy and a Florida Orange Groves Winery Black and Blue Port. So this is a little wine and a little cheese. Then you got another one called Bubbles and Brine. And the food items will be a jumbo shrimp cocktail with Prosecco cocktail sauce and grilled lemon. Then you have Jonah Crab Claw cocktails with stone ground mustard sauce. And then you have, oh, here's a good one, caviar with traditional accompaniments and a champagne cream and a Bellini.
No.
Caviar at Food and Wine.
No.
Now we're getting fancy schmancy. Opening up later this fall, it will be the Swirl Showcase. And this will feature Mickey-shaped liquid nitro cake, soft serve in a waffle cone, vanilla, apple cinnamon, salted caramel. These are ice creams, obviously. Cream soda float with vanilla soft and Fanta grape float with vanilla. Yes, please. Fanta grape is one of my favorites.
I'm going to pass.
Really?
No, I'm not.
Some of these are very interesting. First of all, right, what do we got here? One, two, three, only four new booths. So four new booths and what? About a dozen new items. So that's not too bad.
So far.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only about another 300 they're putting down probably.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's only opening 3 months earlier.
Yeah, right, right. All right.
Journey of Water summer previews planned. Cast members will soon have the opportunity to preview Walt Disney World's newest attraction, and Disney Vacation Club members may be next. Online sources are reporting that cast member previews of Journey of Water inspired by Moana are set to begin in a couple of weeks from July 25th through mid-August. Disney employees are invited among to be the first to experience this new attraction located in the World Nature Area of Epcot. In other words, behind one of those walls you've been staring at for oh so long.
Yeah.
Just find the one that's not there.
Right.
The walkthrough exhibit is described as a self-guided tour trail where you can play and interact with water as it travels from the sky to the oceans and back again. It is expected that the preview will extend to other select groups of guests, including Vacation Club members, annual pass holders. DVC owners have been offered a sneak peek of recent Walt Disney World attractions, including Remy, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Tron. Mm-hmm. Previews are typically offered on a handful of select days with limited capacity and requirements to register in advance. Owners must qualify for membership extras in order to participate. Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, officially has an opening window of late 2023. However, the timing of midsummer previews suggests it may debut to the public much sooner than originally anticipated. That would be nice.
Yeah.
To actually see it open.
Yeah. I heard from a cast member, too, that... I think for a lot of the cast member preview, they're almost fine-tuning the way this works. Because you'll like raise your hands and move your hands, and that will move the water. So I think it's got to recognize a face, and it's got to recognize hands. And once it does that, then it can start. You can start moving water. So from what I heard. Cool. So I think the cast member phase is kind of the last like really fine-tuned. You know, is it working the way it should? Does it consistently recognize the face? So things like that. So you may be a test crash dummy if you're a cast member and a DVC member and a pass holder. And then okay, you may have to go back when it officially opens to see if they've tweaked things a little bit. So just be aware of that. Next up, Wine Bar George gets some new food and drinks over at Disney Springs. Disney Springs in Orlando is a great destination for food and doesn't require a park ticket for $125 a person
or per day. Parking.
Yeah, or parking. Still free. I'm still shocked. One of the I'm waiting for toll booths to
all,
go up.
Aren't we all?
I am waiting for toll booths. One of the most popular and I'm waiting for toll booths because Typhoon Lagoon was so busy they were overflowing parking at Grapefruit Garage.
Mm-hmm. In Orange and everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Anywhere else they can put them. Yep.
They better link that to my SunPass account.
Exactly. One of the popular restaurants there has introduced a new summer special menu in the new food and beverages. The watermelon and arugula salad has been replaced by a seasonal salad, while the lunch menu now features snapper crudo, cauliflower buds, snapper sandwich, and the MCT. For desserts, the rolled pavlova is available, and the dinner menu offers the New York strip steak, the chicken roulade as new entrees. There are also new cocktails such as the Cantaloupe Island, but there's the Lockdown as well as the Vermont Botanical Cider and Captain's Lawrence Seasonal IPA. So, well, I'm glad to hear that Wine Bar George also has beer too. I have not been there in a very long time. Very long time.
I like it. Yeah. I've done both, regular and brunch.
Oh, that's okay. What it
was. I've done both. Brunch is good. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for more of a brunch, I would definitely go visit
Boathouse.
Anywhere else.
Boathouse, anywhere else. Homecoming. Not just
Boathouse. Homecoming for sure. Boathouse. I don't know. Pick a place that has a brunch. Their brunch is a little bit on the. You have to order more than one side.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think I was there. I was definitely there for dinner once, and it was a shared kind of dinner thing. Like you ordered some kind of entree thing and a couple sides, and you shared everything. And then I was there for a brunch, and I was like, "Ooh, I think if I remember correctly, we kept ordering food because it just wasn't enough."
Yes. Anyway. It's a little bit on the smaller side. Not as tapas as maybe Haleo, but it's close. It's close.
Haleo. Okay, what's next?
Nobody wants to Disneyland. That's all right. Disneyland Paris celebrates Bastille Day in France with drones and fireworks. On July 14th, Disneyland Paris celebrates Bastille Day, the French national holiday, with a grand nighttime show featuring fireworks and drones. A total of 1,495 drones formed various symbols of French culture, including the French flag, Eiffel Tower, Notre Dame Cathedral, creating Europe's largest drone show. The show paid homage to both Disneyland Paris and France, incorporating Disney and Pixar classics with French connections like Beauty and the Beast, Hunchback of Notre Dame, the Aristocats, and Ratatouille. This record-breaking spectacle was the result of a collaboration between Disneyland Paris entertainment teams and Dronosios, a leading European drone show technology supplier. The successful partnership has previously produced a show like Disney D-Light and Avengers Power the Night. The Bastille Day show received praise for its innovation in storytelling, reflecting Disney's commitment to pushing boundaries and creating memorable experiences. Photos and videos of the performance are available for those who missed the show or wish to relive it. You can watch these on YouTube.
Okay, I watched it this weekend, and I am telling you, this was spectacular.
Uh-oh.
It was the right amount of drones, the right amount of fireworks, and yes, the storytelling was on point. You know, Disney's got this paranoia with drones. And years ago, there was talks before Bormonius came that...
Yes, the drone show.
That we were going to get a drone show right there in the lagoon. And what Disney's paranoia was, they were going to build a canopy from the American Adventure Pavilion to the American Garden Theater so that the drones could fly over that to get to the lagoon in case, God forbid, they all fell out of the sky. If any of them fell in the water, so be it. If you remember the one Christmas they did the Christmas show at Disney Springs in the water,
yep.
And yes, a couple of them fell in the water, and the little guy with the little boat went up and scooped them up with the net and tossed them in the boat. So yes, it happens, But I want to know, like, okay, why don't they do this everywhere? How come they did it at Disneyland Paris? Are they not paranoid there? Are they? Is it far enough behind the park where people are not? I don't. I just think the show was spectacular and that it could be done in every park somewhere, you know.
I like the drone show they had at Disney Springs. I don't know why we do things once and they just don't come back. Yeah.
I mean, all right, so think of this. Do you know where they fire the fireworks for the Magic Kingdom show?
Yeah. Okay. Way behind it.
Way, way behind it. So why could they not bring the drones from there? There's plenty of space back there to launch the drones. It wouldn't be in a public space. Do a drone show every night.
We have this big building called a monorail maintenance building that you could probably build on top of it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Anywhere.
It's only big enough and they don't need a whole lot of room. You just got to put a house on top of a building.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel that they really need to investigate this more because I really think this is the next step in Disney entertainment and technology for them. You know, would be a good old fashioned.
I'd love to see it.
Drone show. Yeah. Go on YouTube. Make sure that you Google Bastille Day, Disneyland Paris. Yep. Make sure it's this year, 2023, not some old show from somewhere else.
When you get 2022, you probably won't see it.
Exactly.
It won't be there.
It won't be. All right. Last week's trivia question was, which address does Andy's family move to at the end of Toy Story? The correct answer is 234 Elm Street. And the correct answer went to Chris. And as we like to say, Chris, it's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
This week's trivia question is, what was the original name of Walt Disney's animation studio before it became Walt Disney Studios? So what was the name of the animation studio that Walt and his brother started? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast.com. Correct answers.
Only correct answers? Just the correct.
You want to send wrong answers, I'll take those, Tim.
As long as they're funny enough.
Yeah. Hey, maybe funny answers receive a better prize.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. There goes the email box. It's full already.
Yep. All right. Disneyland Park is today is celebrating its 68th anniversary with a special cavalcade. Disneyland, the theme park, it all started, has announced that it will celebrate its 68th anniversary today with a special celebratory cavalcade, which you're not going to care about anymore after this because it took place at 11:45 a.m. this morning.
California, it's over. Done. Hey, way done. Yep. done.
Yep. Disneyland was the first theme park created by the Walt Disney Company. It was uniquely designed and constructed under the direct supervision of Mr. Walt Disney himself. Originally, Disney had the idea to build a tourist attraction near his studios in Burbank. After watching his daughters enjoy a merry-go-round, which is still there, he envisioned a place where both adults and children could go and have fun. Now, if that was only possible in a Disney park again. The initial concept...
What food and wine is for.
No, I don't think so. The initial concept known as Mickey Mouse Park was planned for a small 8-acre plot in Burbank, but was soon deemed way too small for Disney's grand vision. Instead, he purchased 160 acres of land in Anaheim, where the Disneyland now stands. On July 17, 1955, Disneyland had its press day with media and invited guests. The opening was nationally televised on ABC TV and hosted by Walt Disney and his Hollywood friends, like Ronald Reagan, for instance. So, despite the challenges on such scorching temperatures and a plumber strike, Disneyland opened its doors to the public with some inconveniences like dry drinking fountains. Walt Disney later invited attendees back for a private second day to properly experience the park. Over the past 68 years, Disneyland has expanded to become a resort with a second park, Downtown Disney, and three hotels. However, July 17th remains a significant date as it marks the beginning of Disneyland's journey. A vintage video from CBS 8 in San Diego captures the opening day, providing an hour-long glimpse into the historic event. You can find that on YouTube, but here's your question you have to ask yourself. Why is that not on Disney Plus? Why can't I watch this opening day event on Disney Plus over and over and over again? I don't know. Is it that it's owned by CBS 8 in San Diego, or is it owned by ABC? Do we not have the rights to it? Maybe not. Anyway, just my 2-second rant.
I know. You saw the video. I didn't, but you did. I had a feeling someone's seen this video. My assumptions were correct. Uh-oh. I'm surprised you didn't want to talk about this one, Tony. This one's right up your alley.
I know.
D23 to host Gold Member Lounge plus reserved viewing area at Disney Jollywood Nights on two nights.
Mm-hmm.
How conveniently that's not your night. New to Walt Disney World holiday lineup is the new Disney Jollywood Nights, a separately ticketed event at Disney Hollywood Studios. And D23 is offering its gold members a lounge and reserved viewing area for two nights. On November 27th and 29th, 2023, Disney D23 gold members can purchase access, even though you pay for it already, purchase access during Disney Jollywood Nights to an exclusive nighttime spectacular, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, reserved viewing area, and D23 Fa La La Lounge at Pizza Rizzo. Because that's where I want my reserved lounge. The lounge... Stop. The lounge will have...
In a rat house. Light,
in a rat house. The lounge will have light food, like greased pizza, and beverage options, charging stations, and a photo opportunity with Pizza Rizzo himself. Photo opportunity. Ticket holders will also get a commemorative gift and credential. I'm not sure if they can. Okay. Gold member tickets are $20 plus a $3 processing fee. More processing.
Mm-hmm.
Per ticket. And D23 gold members may reserve a ticket for themselves and up to three guests. All tickets go on sale July 13th. Well, that's done and probably sold out.
Mm-hmm.
G23.com. Access to this special experience will also require separate admission to the Disney Jollywood Nights on Monday, November 27th or Wednesday, the 29th. A weekday. Guests under 18 years of age must be accompanied by a guest 18 years of age or older to attend the D23 event. Disney Jollywood Nights is a separately ticketed event that is new to Walt Disney World this year, with entertainment areas inspired by different party genres and eras. Muppet stars Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy will host the live holiday special at Theater of the Stars with some of their Disney friends, and Hyperion Theater will host a Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along featuring appearances by Jack Skellington and Oogie Boogie.
So this is not on the night that I picked. Thank God.
Again.
And I got rid of my D23 again because weren't doing any events that, you know, were worthwhile.
Conveniently.
Yeah, so I'm like, you know what? I'll wait. And then when I saw this, I'm like, oh, wait, let me... And then I saw the dates as I am. You know what? It's not the dates I'm going. That's okay.
Nope.
Don't need it.
And why is it only two?
Yeah.
Is there a point? Should it have to be only two?
I don't know, but I'm glad it's not the night that I'm going because it's going to be filled with D23 people. So hopefully the night I go, nobody will go, and who will care, right?
Yeah, that's true. Because they got to go those two nights if they want to get in.
Yeah, if they want to get in. So
to a rat house.
Yeah, to a rat house. So be it. So be it. All right. How about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right. First up, throw your key card out because it's no longer useful on a cruise ship. Disney Cruise Line is making the Disney Band Plus now available for purchase on select Disney Fantasy sailings. And I'm sure all the other boats will be coming right along.
Okay. Right around the quarter.
If you are a Run Disney fanatic, Run Disney unveiled that new Figment and Encanto medals for 2023 Disney's Wine and Dine Half Marathon Weekend, or the new look. I think that's in November. Disney's board of directors extended Bob Iger's contract as CEO through 2026 now.
Three more years, folks.
Bob is not done with his business, and they can't find somebody to take his
place. And the business is not done with Bob.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be very interesting. Disneyland Paris launched a new Virtuoso tablet for visually impaired guests. So this is a tablet where visually impaired people can do things, order food and whatnot, all on this tablet. I think you get it at the park, obviously. So if you're visually impaired and you're going to Disneyland Paris, you have a leg up on everybody. Disneyland Resort is celebrating its 68th anniversary, as we just mentioned. The Home Depot and Lowe's, for that matter, are selling Christmas items. Home Depot's got a 13-foot Jack Skellington and some other things for Halloween already on sale. And Christmas, I should mention.
Where I'm putting it.
If you miss your Disney Express, well, guess what? Mears,
miss it more.
Mears Connect and Sunshine Flyer, which was the cheaper, more reliable, and better choice, are now joining forces to provide transportation to Disney World and other Orlando attractions.
And if you're going to ask if it's still going to be cheaper and more unreliable, we don't know, but probably not.
Probably not. But so it's very interesting because this is Mears Connect powered by Sunshine Flyer is how the little logo read. So did Sunshine buy Mears Connect or Sunshine asking Mears, is Mears asking Sunshine to provide transportation
because
they don't want to do it as much? I'm confused with the relationship. If it's more Sunshine and less Mears, I'm for that because I think Mears is a complete monopoly in Orlando. I mean, they own almost every taxi company in Central Florida. So, you know, I was glad somebody else was here doing stuff. Anyway, I'm going to read this and then I'll give you the thing. Only three Disney World restaurants joined Orlando's Magical Dining. So the month of September, well, it starts in late August, is what we call Magical Dining here. So you get a three-course meal for $40. And a lot of the times, that $40, you can't get an entree for $40 at some of these places, never mind an appetizer and a dessert. So it's usually a very good deal. And the three Disney restaurants are really technically not Disney restaurants. They're third-party restaurants. So Disney has zero restaurants on the Magical Dining, and three restaurants that happen to sit on Disney property are on the
Magical Dining. That are on the Magical Dining.
That are on the Magical Dining. So don't say there's only three Disney restaurants because that's not true. There are zero Disney restaurants, three that happen to sit on Disney property. All right. All the prices for drinks, cocktails, food in all three dining locations in Mexico just got a big price increase. Some drinks went up like $3-4. So everything, nachos, tacos, everything went up at the Mexico Pavilion. So if you are a Mexican Pavilion fan, just be warned. Be very, very warned.
You have been warned.
Speaking to my watch fanatic on the other side of this screen, Citizen announced SDCC 2023 exclusive Star Wars watches.
I just looked at them all. They're all right.
Okay.
There's some good ones in there. I won't say that there isn't. There are some nice ones.
Okay.
A lot of them are built on the EcoDrive platform. So if you're a big fan of Citizen and EcoDrive, it's a decent watch if you like Star Wars, and you get that EcoDrive technology in it for a really, really reasonable price, actually. Mm.
Now, the EcoDrive is the one that doesn't have a battery. It just goes on motion. Is that the one?
Solar.
Solar. Wow, even mm-hmm. better.
It's powered solar motion. It's auto. It's auto and yeah.
Yeah. Is that the one you have to keep in a little case? Going...
You don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, okay.
But you can if you want to, but you don't have to. It doesn't take that much to get it started.
And weirdly enough, the Tomorrowland rocks are being repainted again.
Again.
Why? They are still bright and shiny from space. Why are we painting those rocks again?
They're not bright and shiny enough, sir.
I guess not.
We can't see them from the planet past ours.
We can't see them from Mars. We can only see them from Pluto.
Yeah. Pluto, yeah. If that's even still a planet.
I don't think it is. I think it's now, what are they calling it, a dwarf star?
Floating rock.
Floating rock.
I'm not too sure anymore.
Oh, God. All right. Yeah, have anything else there, Mr. James? Disney news stuff? No?
I don't today, actually. I am I'm Disney newsed. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't got it.
Yeah. Go watch the interview with Bob Iger on CNBC. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
We should mention, we're still on Patreon. We got two additional shows. Yes. That you can get on Patreon. One is called our Extra Magic Hour Show, where we just banter about stuff. And we do a show on Disney Plus. Plus, you get the news show tonight in your feed, and you don't have to wait to Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So we'd like to get this a little bit earlier in the week so you can make your plans.
Yep.
Sign on up for Patreon. It doesn't cost that much.
And it's now in video.
Yes, and we do post the videos tomorrow because it takes a little bit extra time to render them on the Patreon.
Then. So if you'd like to see all of this and that guy in video three times in a row, sign up.
Sign up.
You think the antics stop here?
Yeah. Listen, you sign up for a month, you like it, great. Keep going. You sign up for a month, you don't like it, you walk away. That's it.
We'll still be here on this side. You can get it on Wednesday.
Exactly. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you for
thanks for
coming to the show. And as we like to say around here, if we don't see you in the parks, we'll see you
on the Disney Parks Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.